Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of ManInThePew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This episode is Day 18 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. You can get the details at ManInThePew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude90. Today, we're looking at how our spiritual adoption leads to gratitude. I wonder, have you adopted a child? Or were you adopted, or do you have friends who have adopted? I personally have many friends who've adopted children because they couldn't biologically have their own children, and it's one of the most powerful expressions of human love. A mother and father accept a child who feels rejected by his birth parents and gives him all the love and rights of natural children. It's a profound decision that is costly. Usually it costs tens of thousands of dollars, so it's sacrificial and it's life-changing. And if we're honest, it doesn't always go well. Adopted children sometimes grow to resent their adopted parents. Some come with trauma and illness requiring extensive treatment and extra measures of love. But I'll say this, the Christian parents I know who adopted children say it's one of the single greatest things they ever did. They live with a constant reminder of God's love. You see, God adopted us. He now calls us sons and daughters, and we can now call him Abba. Or daddy. Our adoption shows us many reasons to be thankful. I'd like to explore just a few. First, adopted children are chosen. Legal adoptions require extensive background checks and a careful process to make sure it's a good match for the child and the family. Ultimately, the adoptive parents do choose the child. It's part of the adoption story they tell their child. Likewise, God chose us, but it wasn't because we were cute, perfect, sinless, or had something to offer that he lacked. As Paul told Titus, when God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. When we realize God selected us before we could ever earn his favor or attention, it frees us to receive his love gratefully. Secondly, our adoption is permanent. Earthly adoptions sometimes end up in courtrooms. Parents don't always fulfill their end of the bargain. Adopted children might eventually reject their parents. But God's adoption, it can't be revoked. It's eternal. While that might sound negative, like trapping, it's actually a sign of his deepest love. He accepted us and called us sons and daughters based entirely on his love and not our responses. Have you ever watched a teenager run from his parents or shrink away when his parents try to hug him? One of my friends has an adopted son with an attachment disorder. He verbally attacks his mother and physically hits his father. My friend loves his son, but it hurts. But he would never take away his love, and he reassures his son of this every day. As John shows us about God, God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. The third way adoption shows us a reason to be grateful is adopted children become part of the family. Several families I know adopted children of different ethnicities while also having naturally born children. And they raised all their children the same way and have given the adopted children the same opportunities and rights. The adopted children didn't have to change their skin. The natural children didn't lose anything. Likewise, when God adopts us, we become his children. And thereby, we become brothers and sisters of Jesus. You can see more about that in Hebrews 2. He is still the only begotten Son of God, and so he is the firstborn, so we don't have equal status. But we share in all the blessing and gifts God gives his children. We call God our Father and Abba. He calls us son and daughter. We have constant access to his throne room, his study, his man cave, if you will. He never tells us that he's too busy. Number four, adopted children receive inheritance rights. In most cases, adoptive parents include their adopted children in their wills with the same rights as natural children. And while earthly parents can be whimsical about these decisions, God never is. Paul told the Ephesians, because we are united with Christ, we have an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance. He makes everything work out according to his plan. We inherit eternal life and all the spiritual blessings that God promised. And if we doubt this, God gave us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. Jack Miller famously said, "Cheer up. You're a worse sinner than you ever dared imagine, and you're more loved than you ever dared hope. He said this as part of a ministry he had called Sonship Theology, and he's helped countless believers discover the freedom and gratitude that we can have that flows from accepting our adoption into God's eternal family. It's enormously marvelous good news. Well, here is my gratitude challenge for you today. Take your journal and spend some time thinking about what it means that God chose you and adopted you. How has that changed your life? How does that perspective lead you to more gratefulness in your life? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for choosing me, for loving me, for adopting me, and disciplining me as a good father. Thank you for loving me unconditionally. I'm especially grateful that I can come to you when I've fallen down, when I've sinned, or when I've become lost. Fill my heart with thankfulness for all the gifts you've given me, starting with eternal life. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.